2 February, 1947. Divine Force. I went to the hall at 2:30 this afternoon. Bhagavan was there already, reading a slip of paper which someone had handed over to him. I sat there, waiting to hear what Bhagavan would say. Bhagavan folded the paper with a smile and said, "All this will occur if one thinks that there is a difference between Bhagavan and oneself. If one thinks that there is no such difference, all this will not occur. Is it enough if we say that there is no difference between Bhagavan and ourselves? Is it not necessary to inquire who oneself is and what one's origin is before one thinks that there is no difference between oneself and Bhagavan? Why is Bhagavan saying this? I was thinking of asking Bhagavan why he was thus misleading us, but could not summon up enough courage to do so. I do not know if Bhagavan sensed this misgiving of mine, but anyway, he himself began speaking again as follows. Before one could realize that there is no difference between him and Bhagavan, one should first discard all these unreal attributes which are really not his. One cannot perceive truth unless all these qualities are discarded. There is a divine force, Chaitanya Shakti, which is the source of all things. All these other qualities cannot be discarded unless we get hold of that force. Sadhana is required to get hold of that force. I got courage as I heard those words and said unconsciously, "So, there is a force?" "Yes," replied Bhagavan, "there is a force. It is that force that is called Swaspurna, consciousness of the self." I said with quivering voice, "Bhagavan said casually that it is enough if we think that there is no difference between us and God, but we can discard these unreal attributes only if we are able to get hold of that force. Let it be the divine force or the consciousness of the self. Whatever it is, should we not know it? We are not able to know it however much we try." Never before this did I ask Bhagavan questions in the presence of others so boldly. Today the inner urge was so great that words came out of my mouth of their own accord in the course of the conversation, and my eyes were filled with tears, and so I turned my face towards the wall. A lady sitting next to me told me afterwards that Bhagavan's eyes also became moist. How tender-hearted he is towards the humble! Bhagavan used to say, "The jnani weeps with the weeping, laughs with the laughing, plays with the playful, sings with those who sing, keeping time to the song. What does he lose? His presence is like a pure, transparent mirror. It reflects our image exactly as we are. It is we that play the several parts in life and reap the fruits of our actions. How is the mirror or the stand on which it is mounted affected? Nothing affects them, as they are mere supports. The actors in this world, the doers of all acts, must decide for themselves what song and what action is for the welfare of the world, what is in accordance with shastras, and what is practicable." That is what Bhagavan used to say. This is a practical illustration.